Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Redskins play the Cowboys tonight. We want to know how they'll win and why they might lose. Opening up the phones at 800-636-1067. Win if, lose if. We'll give you our answers in a moment. We will get back into the Redskins in no time. But something's got to be covered first.
Developing situation.
While we were getting ready to step away last segment to a break, Dar spun his head around like the hottest female of all time just walked by it at a concert or something. Thommy started like laughing hysterically and clapping, and we had no idea what was going on. We now know that Chris Lingbach, the man they call Blue Shorts.
They call him that.
What do you normally wear at work, would you say, Blue Shorts, for the people that don't get to see you often?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay, shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, like, he dresses haggard like, shorts. Yeah, dresses like I do. Just very dressed down, very comfortable.
Like we all do.
Yeah, like all of us.
It's radio. Today you're not wearing that. What are you wearing? Describe your outfit if you would.
I'm wearing a full suit.
Mm-hmm. You are? It's a white shirt.
Yeah.
It's a black tie.
Yeah.
A black jacket. Black pants. Yeah. Tuxedo shoes. Very shiny, by the way. I mean, you look like you're ready to transport a bad guy in your Jason Statham.
He looks like a Blues Brother.
A little bit, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Why did you decide to wear a full suit today?
Well, our new CEO is coming in today.
Well,
and
our CEO's here.
Yeah, and I asked Dar just to confirm the time that he's coming in, and I said it's 2:15, right?
Big meeting with the CEO. He's going to go over all the new rules, all the new policies.
And his response was verbatim, yes, we're all dressed up.
And did you clarify what that meant?
Nope.
Did you ask, oh, people are really dressed up? Like, did you make sure he was serious?
Well, here's the problem is that moments before that, I was talking to my boss online and he said, are you dressing up? ? So
you got double confirmation.
I got double confirmation.
Yeah. Like a Washington Post investigative story, you needed two people to corroborate, and they did.
Like, everybody was in on it.
So, Dar, did you ever talk to his boss?
I did not talk to Mike Gartell. No.
Amazing.
This is just a great coincidence?
Amazing.
A fantastic, happy coincidence.
You feel bad about this?
At some level, I probably should, but I don't.
Are you mad at Dar?
No, I'm not. I just, okay, so I'm sitting at my desk, and then I look around. And there's a newsroom right next to us full of people. You know, there's Brock to my left and Mullins across from me. And literally nobody else in the building is dressed up.
To be clear, nobody is.
I'd like the entire building.
Steve Swenson isn't going to wear a full suit today, who runs this entire cluster.
The bosses are dressed up. So the only advantage here could be that the new CEO could mistake shorts for being a big seller.
What if he gets promoted tomorrow?
Right. What? Yeah, are you going to ask
you guys
a question? Are you going to ask a question today?
I probably will.
You will?
Just to call attention to myself.
Right.
Yeah.
And will you stand up so you can see your full suit when you do it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Chris Lingbach, digital department.
Here's the worst part about this is that Jared, who is Dukes' producer, nothing against him. He's the most boring guy on the planet.
That sounds like kind of against him.
Yeah, that's like saying, no disrespect, I hate you,
yeah,
but continue.
No disrespect, I hate your dumb face.
Yeah.
He just zinged the crap out of me in the newsroom in front of all the people that aren't dressed in their suits.
What did he
and
say?
And it burned like hell. I don't even remember.
By the way,
like,
Jared,
I blacked out.
Jared,
I couldn't believe it.
Jared doesn't zing very much.
No, he's terrible at zinging.
When he does, it's like a scorpion in your cereal. Right.
It'd be like saying that Dar is zinging people, funnily.
Why did Jared get so confident?
My, how the tables have turned.
All of a sudden.
Dude, I don't know, man. I've never seen confidence like that out of Jared before.
Well,
I mean, he is the poster boy for not confident.
But he's got a size 31 waist. He's wearing like very tight jeans with a dress shirt tucked into it.
By the way, he's talking about one of our bosses.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he's right outside the door.
Yeah. He just peered in fact.
Yeah.
So Jared doesn't really zing people. He like acts like a pro, just
in
like very, puts
so
his head down and does his job.
In a very not confident way. He peered in not being confident about if he was allowed to look in the door.
He was curious or not. I always love it. There's a 3-second pause every time when Dukes throws it to the producer's room on, mm-hmm. on CDVTW, and he's clearly asking Jared a question. And there's just like 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000. Then Jared will go, and then like, because
right.
then like, he's like, can I get out of this? I can't. Yeah. All right, fine. And then he participates, right. and he answers whatever Chad's question is. It's my favorite.
Well, what the multiple seconds leading up are just the fear
yeah.
of the interaction with Chad that he's about to have.
Because you know Jared's looking to the left, looking to the right, going, is anyone, it's for me, isn't it? All right, here I go.
Cookie I'm sure fall every, on this?
Let me hit
Mullins?
That on button. Yeah. Like, it's my, I crack up knowing inside that Dukes is just seething.
I'm sure everybody has seen Office Space and knows the Lumberg character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is Jared.
Jared Lumberg.
Yes.
Dar, do you want to apologize before we let Shorts get back to work?
It's a great prank.
I mean, I do. I take it back. I do feel a little bit bad because everybody out there is laughing.
They all laughed at me unanimously.
I think because it's so funny. I think that's the reason. It's because
at Jared Zing. Jared zinged me, and they all laughed.
Here's the thing. This is
Lumberg zinged me.
Now we're going to get into awkwardly serious territory here. This is a mild prank where you just look nice. That's all that's happening.
Hey, in fairness.
You're wearing tuxedo shoes, which is a little bit out of place.
Can I say you look outstanding? Like, no
man.
Bits. I think that you look really good.
This looks very nice. You could use one lint brush on your jacket, but other than that, you're A-OK. This is nice. This is very different than you like gleefully writing up infighting. Like, this is very different than like Twitter bits where like I'm the villain or Grant's the villain or Dar's the villain.
By the way,
and none of us get.
Why do you love writing those up?
This is basically just a small bit of turnabout where you have to taste some of your own medicine. You don't like it clearly, and you are King Richard the First.
That's true.
What's happened.
That's kind of true. But I wasn't really that Richard until I got zinged by Jared. I'm telling you.
I know.
That put me into a different ether.
You were fine until Jared went after you. Yeah. Jared came out of his office. By the way, and goes, Shorts is wearing a suit. I said, yeah. He literally said to me, he goes, before I go make fun of him, do you know he's not coming from a funeral, right?
Oh, no.
And I said, no, I'm pretty sure he just got pranked. And he goes, ha. And he walks right over to you.
And then he strutted over and insulted you.
Yeah.
I've had the opposite of that happen here, where I asked somebody, why are you wearing a suit? And they were like, I just came from a funeral.
That's terrible. Yeah. I always assume, it's like asking someone if they're pregnant. If someone looks like they're pregnant, I just assume they are. If someone's wearing a suit at work, I just assume that they went to a funeral. That way to avoid all awkwardness.
Because I think it was me. I did once, and you asked me why, and it was like, I actually just came from.
That
I think it was me.
That probably was
me.
It was you.
Yeah, I came in late because I was at a funeral.
Go zing Jared back and see how it goes.
Okay.
Short.
All right.
Real quick.
Oh,
he can't hear you.
He doesn't have headphones. He's
got two computer screens to look at. He's going to come up with a zing on the right one.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Redskins win if, Redskins lose if. Let's go to Andrew in Dumfries. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Good.
Real quick. Redskins lose if we let Dak off the hook because he's going to screw it up, and we got to nail him when he does. And then the Redskins are going to win if P. Ryan gets 12 or plus carries in the first half and at least 20 plus for the game.
I love the 12 in the first half.
I smell what you're stepping in, yeah.
That means sustained drives. That means your offense is on the field. It means you're moving the ball. Ruben, Sterling, you're on the Fan. Win if, lose if.
Hey, the Redskins are going to win if they can get pressure on Dak. If you've looked at the last two games that he's played really badly in, he got sacked six times by Adrian Claiborne in Atlanta. Then last week against the Chargers, they have that incredible pass rushing duo of Ingram and Bosa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Kerrigan's going against their backup right tackle, Byron Bell, so he's got to make sure that he capitalizes on that matchup and gets pressure on Dak again and again. Last week, he was an absolute wrecking ball in the game against New York. The Redskins are going to lose this if they let Dak out of the pocket and if they can't get pressure on him, give him time to look down the field, because even though Zeke's out, they're going to have a decent running game. You know, they're going to get 4 or 5 yards of carry with Morris. We know him pretty well. And if they can get the play action to Dez, Cole, Beasley, and Jason Witten going off of that run game, then that's going to be an issue for the Redskins' defense.
Great call,
Ruben. Hello, Ruben. Are you for scuba? That's my second question. My third thing I'm going to say is I think it's no big plays. That's the theme. No big plays. If you just play this one straight up, meaning you make Dallas execute 9, 10, 11, 12 play drives, they can't. They can't do that right now. I wouldn't have said that a month and a day ago when the Redskins played them. Because they could run the ball so well and they've got everything based off of Zeke. Right now, this minute, They cannot line up a dozen times in a row, move the football down, executing down as they go, and beat you and score points that way. They sabotage themselves somehow, some way. Negative plays will be there for you. You just got to keep everything in front.
They win if P. Ryan has a big day. They lose if they give up a huge touchdown in the passing game that opens things up. They don't allow anything longer than 25 yards through the air, they're going to win the game. Because Dallas's offense right now is not good enough to just amass 6 or 7, 14, 12 play drives. It's not going to happen. Our predictions, as well as a Redskins spotlight on who has to shine tonight. Next, to wrap things up on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.